The Bloomington Normal instrumental powerhouse Disorganizer unveils its first full-length album Friday night when the quartet performs at Night Shop in downtown Bloomington. Band members Travis Thacker and Ryan Nolan stop by the GLT studios to talk with John Norton about dispara, which Nolan says is the Spanish word for to shoot.
It's actually kind of a riff on one of our other tunes called It Shoots, It Hits, which I think Stefan's kind of mentioned previously on the show.
Stefan is Stefan Robinson, another member of the band.
Yeah, Stefan Robinson, our mandolin player. So it's about the act of holding an arrow and a bow and not actually doing the act of shooting the bow, but you just release the arrow and it shoots, it hits.
Shoot, It Hits. It's from the new album, Dispara, from Disorganizer. You guys have really upped your game over the last, maybe what, 3-4 years since this band really came into existence. What happened?
The way that the band actually started was just Stefan and myself.
This is Travis now, by the way.
We were friends in college. We had shared some music business courses and kind of knew each other from other bands that we had played in. And so Stefan came in. My dad and I have a music store, Carl's Pro Band, here in town. And so Stefan would come in and kind of just hang out and talk once in a while. And he kept saying, you know, we should get together and play some. And I was just so busy that I never followed up on it. And we got together and it was just Stefan and I. He was actually playing drums at the time and I was playing saxophone. And so we got together and just jammed for a couple weekends maybe. And we really liked where it was heading. And I was like, you know, I think we should maybe take this to the next level and make it a full orchestration, you know. And so Ryan and then our drummer, Michael Carlson, and I had both played in various groups over the years. And I knew that they would be kind of a good fit for the vision that maybe Stefan and I had for the group. And so they came and joined us one day. And so we had two drummers, bass and saxophone. And we realized that two drummers was probably too much for the group that we had. And Stefan said, you know, I play mandolin too. So he pulled that out and played a little. And we're like, why was that not the beginning point?
When I talked to Stefan 2 years ago talking about Disorganizer, he said he used the word jazz in air quotes.
Yes.
To describe the band. Do you still kind of do that, or is that just his thing? And are you a jazz band? If not, what are you?
I've been struggling.
Or does it matter?
I've been struggling with that a lot, and I've been thinking about that a lot recently, just when you listen to a lot of the new music that's coming out, a lot of the new groups that are really able to split genre so effortlessly. It's more of a marketing thing, in my opinion, and right now it's kind of a reestablishment of what our goals are as a band. And I don't feel like we are on the outside when we talk about ourselves as a jazz band. I don't think we're on the inside either. So there are a lot of opportunities to kind of split that genre and do whatever we want and just kind of call ourselves an instrumental band. And depending on the marketing that we're trying to take or what venue we're trying to play, kind of fit into that.
Got it. That's Ryan Nolan, Travis Thacker, also in studio from Disorganizer on GLT Sound Ideas. I want to get to that your goals here in a little bit. But before that, let's play another song. It's called Manometric. Am I saying that right?
That's correct.
Yeah. What's Manometric?
So Manometric is another song title. We have some trouble coming up with good song titles. So that was actually on an old physics diagram poster that I have from the 1950s in my basement talking about sound waves. And I'm not exactly sure if I remember what manometric means, but it's a description of some aspect of the sound spectrum.
I love this sound, especially when it gets to the jamming part.
This is actually one of the earlier tunes that we wrote, and we were actually not even sure if we were going to put it on the album. we did get a couple really good recordings of it, and then one day we just decided, hey, we're going to try it again, and then it ended up being one of the best recordings that we've had and ended up sounding really good, so we decided to use it.
Travis, how do you guys come up with compositions? Is it a collaborative process, or does one person bring an idea to the group and you work off of that? Or
A little bit of both. I would say it kind of depends on the tune itself, but most of it is a pretty collaborative effort, which is, I think, the thing that draws all of us to the group, is that a lot of other groups that maybe any of us have really played in, you show up and you play the person's tune, and that's kind of how it goes. Whereas our group, there are some tunes that we have that were maybe somewhat fleshed out before they got there and had different parts together, but then we'll play through it a few times, and after that, everybody kind of adds their two cents and kind of helps, you know, form the tune into what it becomes. And I think kind of the cool thing with this group is kind of just the general fluid dynamic that we have as a group that allows us to form a tune, and then we'll play it for 6 months, and after that we might say, you know, I don't really like how that goes, so let's change it. And that's kind of the whole mentality of the group, is just being open to new ideas and not really locking ourselves into, like we spoke about before, into specific genres or specific styles, or even on a tune-to-tune basis, things change a lot, which is, I think, what we really dig about the group, you know?
When you guys perform ahead of time, how much are you rehearsing? I mean, how often are you rehearsing? How long are you rehearsing? Because it would seem that there's a lot that goes in. There's a lot going on in these songs.
So I've recently been focusing on getting my recording set up at my house. We usually rehearse once a week for a couple hours, and then we try to get some recordings in, just kind of how we're feeling. I think in the future, we're just going to try to, you know, push record on everything that we're doing during rehearsal, and then kind of start sifting through that and really just see if we can get really creative with some of the stuff we're coming up with. So
we want to rehearse tunes so that the, you know, the head and the different portions of the tune are tight, but we don't want to rehearse it to death to the point
where
when we get to play the tune that it sounds rehearsed or that it sounds contrived, really. So we want the tune to sound cohesive and tight, but we also want to allow for expansion in the tune. So I think that's something that we really focus on, even in rehearsal, is the freeness of playing together and letting the tune kind of take itself where it goes, as corny as that might sound. That's kind of like our mentality when we're playing tunes. So we want it to sound tight at the performance, but overall, like, I think our big goals in rehearsal are getting to the point where we can record certain tunes, and then also just being prepared with the set list and, you know, the individual portions of each tune. So
all right, I want to get to another song from Despara, and there's so many good ones. There's Sweet Tooth, there's Cold Line. I love Cold Line. There's, well, there's Todasco.
You mentioned Sweet Tooth, so it's kind of been a running joke for a while now that if any of our songs were to get picked up to be a sitcom theme song, that's the one. I feel like it's got this nice kind of catchy thing at the beginning. It's got a little bit of space in there, you know, for the credits and whatever else is rolling at the beginning. You can kind of thematically add some visuals that would, you know, accommodate it.
It's got that nice jovial feel.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's just, there's something coming. You can feel
feels
like.
Feels robust. The song most likely to become a sitcom from the new Disorganizer album called Despara. This is Sweet Tooth, GLT Sound Ideas, with Travis Thacker and Ryan Nolan with the band. Ryan, you mentioned a little while ago about goals, and I don't know if Travis, you want to take this, or Ryan, you want to take this. You guys were a local band. Y'all have full-time jobs. You're all busy, but you do things like you've recorded videos for Knapp House Studios, right? First of all, what kind of goals do you guys have as a band? Do you want to get bigger and get away from your full-time jobs, or is it...
That's a weird spot that I think a lot of bands kind of find themselves in when you're not a professional musician that's gigging and making your primary source of income from music. But we've kind of been reestablishing our goals as we go and just kind of figuring out what works for us. Recently, you know, with places opening like Jazz Up Front and Night Shop, it's a lot easier to get our music and play and be successful playing out. But a lot of our goals are predominantly based on making Travis's job easier, because he was doing a lot of the active booking, a lot of the reaching out and trying to get people to hear our music and stuff. So having nicely packaged videos and solid recordings and stuff like that, my goal personally was to make his job a little bit easier so we could have a nice, you know, package that we could present.
Well, let me go to you, Travis, on that, since you are doing a lot of that business side. Do you need, even as a, I'll call it in air quotes, like Stefan would say, you know, your local band, you're not certainly not touring nationally.
No.
Even a band like you guys, do you need a video in these days?
I would say that it really helps marketing-wise. In our opinion, like the way that the videos came out and the album came out, it's really just a personification of what we're trying to do with our music. And I think it's all really fitting together, you know?
It's Travis Thacker, Ryan Nolan with Disorganizer. Brand new album, Dispara. This is fantastic. Top to bottom, the songs, the engineering and mixing and all that what Ryan did, and the look of the album itself, the artwork. This is fantastic. Top to bottom. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
I also wanted to
throw in there that Nathan Parks did the artwork and artwork for this album, and it turned out just fantastic. We're super, super happy with it.
Travis Thacker and Ryan Nolan of Bloomington's Disorganizer spoke with GLT's John Norton. Disorganizer performs Friday night at Night Shop in downtown Bloomington when they unveil their new album, Dispara. Discover other local music and hear from artists playing in Central Illinois on the GLT Music Podcast. Find it on NPR One or your favorite podcast app.